Good morning. I'm Cecilia. I'm from Texas A&M University. Today I'm speaking representing my research lab, Dr. Starman and Dr. Hall, about reducing sexual moisture content for the future of this speak, we call it SMC, during greenhouse production of poinsettia and how that affecting the poinsettia post-harvest quality and their economic value. For poinsettia production, it has certain challenges. One is for their press state stagnant, while their costs keep increasing in the past decades. So there's a need in the grower end to reduce their production cost. And also, when the poinsettia reach the shelf life, they have certain disorders, post-harvest disorders like stem breakage, bracket edge burn, they're causing to poinsettia to lose their aesthetic value and eventually shrinking at the retail end. So with those challenges in mind, we designed the experiment to focus on following objectives. First, we want us to use 20% SMC as a conserved water irrigation during greenhouse production and see how that affecting the plant quality. And we want to see during the production, we use the 20% SMC, will the plant acclimate to the lower irrigation and be in order to perform better in the post-harvest. And also, we want to analyze the economic components of the research and see how that actually would save those growers. And also, finally, we want to quantify the plant quality and see how good they actually do in the post-harvest. For this purpose, we design our research in three stages. First, we have a greenhouse production stage. And second, at the end of greenhouse production, we have a harvest of some of the plants and then simulated shipping, the other half. And the third, we have a 2-week simulating retail environment, which is post-harvest. We use Christmas Eve red rooted cutting, and we grow them in a 6-inch azalea pot. We use 20-10-20 water-soluble fertilizer, which is irrigation, while we grow them in the glass greenhouse. We did it in the last fall semester. But we recorded and exactly the way the industry would do it from production week 35 to the production week 47, which is right before the after Thanksgiving. So this is a poinsettia growth thing. Why is it? As you all know, poinsettia is natural shorty plants. We get them in week 35. They have rooted nice rooted cutting, and we transplant them into a azalea pot, let them grow in week 36, we pinch them and then we starting our SMC treatments, and they would have like week 36 to 39 as a natural long days vegetative growth, and then in the week 40, that's when in the Texas the natural short day starts. So we have from week 40 to week 47 they grow as a reproductive growth. With that growing habits in mind, we design our irrigation treatment as follows. First, we have 40-40. We have 40% SMC, which is well-irrigated treatment, all the way through the vegetative production and reproductive production. We have 20% SMC during vegetative production and 40% SMC during reproductive production. And then we have 40-20, it's the reverse of the previous one. We have 40% during vegetative production and 20% during reproductive production. And the last one, we have 20-20, 20% all the way through. And after that, we have 12-hour overnight simulated shipping, and then in the dark, and then we have a 2 weeks post-production, host in the lab situation, indoor with 24/7, kind of simulating the HEB, Lowe's, Walmart, those kind of environment for the plants. And then we designed the experiment has a random, completely randomized block design with 6 blocks and 8 reps. Here's a soil moisture sensor. It's a spectral technology soil moisture sensor with the station, so we can constantly monitor the soil moisture contents. And here is the 2-week sample data of how the poinsettia 20% and 40% SMC actually looking like during the production. We have 40% SMC here in the dark on the, where's my mouse? Here. Kind of dark on the, here it started as a container capacity and starting drying down to the 40%, and then we rewater them back to container capacity and we let it repeat again. For the 20%, it also start at container capacity, it started drying down all the way to 20% and rewater it back to container capacity and let it start again. So basically, just even as a two-week data, you can see that they 20% require less frequent of irrigation than the 40%. Here are some of our results. We have growth index, which is the plant height and their width. So as you can see, in the week 40, we indicated here, that's when the natural shortage starts. Here is that's when the 2040 switch from 20% SMC here to the 40%, and then this is when the 40-20 from 40% SMC switched to 20% SMC. As you can see, after it switched from 40% to 20%, the 40-20 the growth rate starting to slower, while the 20-40 starting to pick it up. And as toward the end of greenhouse production in week 47, you can see the 40% SMC during reproductive production has a higher growth index compared to the 20% SMC during reproductive production. Here's the net photosynthetic rate. We have here is also the 40, week 40. And you can see before the week 40, the 40-40 and then 40-20 have a higher net photosynthetic compared to the 20% SMC 40-20 and then 20-20. And in the week 40, right when it switched the irrigation treatment, the 20-40 have a higher net photosynthetic compared to the 40-20. So it's all the same trend carried to the end, the 20% SMC during reproductive production have a lower net photosynthetic compared to the 40% during reproductive production. Here's a week 40 midday water potential. We measure midday water potential from week 38 all the way to week 46. But this is the only week we're reporting because this is the only week that we observed there's a difference between the SMC treatment. Okay? And here in the well irrigated 40-40, they doing fine, not much water potential, not much lower water potential, it's like they're doing good. And 20-40, they just switched from 20% SMC to 40% SMC, so they're doing great. They have like plenty of water. From the 40-21, they just switched from 40% well irrigation to the 20% SMC. This is like they show they have a lower reading of the midday water potential and indicating they are more stressed in that week. And for 2020, it has been in the 20% SMC for quite a few weeks, so they didn't really indicate any stress. And the interesting is, in the following week, in the week 41, the difference disappeared. This indicating an acclimation happens for the plants that treated with 20% SMC during that week. And here is the bracket coloring data. After 2 weeks into the natural short days, you can see the red brackets starting coloring on the poinsettia. And here's the interesting part. The 40% SMC during reproductive production has a lower numbers on the brackets, red brackets per lateral stem compared to the 20% SMC during reproductive production. And the same trend carry on to the week 43 and week 44, 45, and 46. And in the week 46, as you can see here in the 20% SMC during reproductive production, the red brackets coverage is over 90%, so it's actually reaching a marketable point. But for the 40% SMC during reproductive production, they are about 70 to 80% coverage on their top, so they certainly need another week in the greenhouse production before they can reach to the aesthetic value for the customer to say, oh, I want to buy it. And here's the end of production, the data. We observe some bracket internodes length difference. The 40-40 and 20-40, the 40% SMC during the reproductive production has a longer bracket internodes compared to the 20% SMC during reproductive production. And this is how the plant is looking like when they have a difference in the bracket internodes. You can see here for the 40% SMC during reproductive production, it's easier to see through from the side compared to the 20%. 20% is more compact. Harder to see through. And this is also indicating a character during post-production. You know, if you have a longer stem, you're more vulnerable to stem breakage during post-harvest handling compared to the more compact plants. So more compact is the one we wanted. Here's the dry weight from the leaf, brackets, stem, shoot, and root dry weights at the end of greenhouse production. As you can see, for the 20% SMC during reproductive production have a lower reading on the dry weights on all the parameters we measured. Okay. Now, after 2 weeks of post-production, we observed some brackets edge burn, and we see that in the well-irrigated 40-40 treatment, it has a higher number of stem with the brackets with bracket edge burn on it compared to all the other treatment, which more or less have some 20% treated with them during their period of production. Bracket edge burn is starting as a kind of discoloring on the edge, kind of whitish on the brackets, and then the botryta started to setting and it kind of too invasive through the brackets and eventually make it losing its aesthetic value. On the point there, it is looking like this. So the more stem with bracket edge burn, the less desirable, less pretty they are on the post-harvest. They have lower quality. Here's the economic analysis during production. As you can see, from left to right, we have estimate pot number on each bench. Smaller the plant, more pot you can fit in on a bench. The more pot you can fit in on a bench, the more space you're saving in the greenhouse. And then also the point that during greenhouse production, using 20% SMC, the longer the period they're using it, the less total irrigation event they needed, and therefore the saving on the labor can save all the way up to 50% compared to well-irrigated traditional irrigation. And then we have less total irrigation amount, and also we save on the irrigation and correlated fertilizer as well. The interesting part is during post-production, because it's smaller, it's also saving the space during post-production, and it actually does require less irrigation. If you re-irrigate 20% SMC during reproductive production, because as you can see here on the column, on the third column, this does require less irrigation during post-production, which indicating the plants acclimate to the lower irrigation, or could be just they're just smaller, so they don't need that much irrigation. Could be both. And they would save labor and they save irrigation water and correlated the amount of irrigation. So in summary, 20% SMC during reproductive production, it has the following benefit. First, it have more compact plants, so it's saving the space on the bench during greenhouse production, so it has lower overhead cost, and it will save you on your water, labor, and fertilizer. Well, the point that they have show indication of acclimation to the lower water status, they require less irrigation during post-production, hence less shrinkage possibility. And also they have early bracket coloring, which means we can shorten them time in the greenhouse is a plus for the grower, so they don't need to care them for that long. And they also have more compact stem, they have less late stretch, so they are likely to have some breakage, so they have less possibility to have less shrinkage during shelf life. And also they have after 2 weeks they have less brackets edge burn, so they have higher post-production quality. In the end, I want to give thanks to the organizations and the people to make these research possible. And any questions? Yes.
Where did you place your sensors in the pot?
Yes, the sensors in the pot, between the plants and then the edge of the pot.
And they are oriented
vertically? Vertically, yes. So we can remove the sensor and it goes through post-production. Any more questions? I still have a whole minute.
So between the 20-20 and the 40-40, which one provides the most, would you say was the optimum quality? Was the other one too long above the standard, or was the 20-20 closer to what would be a good quality market?
The 2020 and the 4020 actually is closer to the one that would be actually seen on the market, because it's usually, I didn't use any growth regulator doing my research, so it's actually serving as a function as a growth regulator for the function of compacting the plants.
So is that included in your cost analysis, the growth regulator?
The thing is, since I didn't use the growth regulator on the control one, I cannot really say how much I'm saving on that one. Yes.
Was there any effect on the time to the thesis?
No. No. Yep. 15 minutes.